Right now, terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been kidnapped. And people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer. This is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary. Street of Canyon Road?
Yeah.
How much further is this place?
I told you I'd take you to your family, and I will. That was the deal.
The deal is you better hope my wife and daughter are still alive. That's the deal.
I'm sure my being here has been a big adjustment. I appreciate the hard work and long hours you're all putting in. There's a high probability that Senator Palmer is still in danger, but we are making progress on several fronts. Our most promising lead continues to be Jack Bauer. Local and federal law enforcement have made finding him a priority. We're also trying to locate the man who impersonated a photographer at the senator's appearance this morning. This man may have been involved with Bauer. I told the agencies we're working with that they can expect full cooperation from all of us. Hopefully, we can repair some of the damage caused by Bauer's recent actions. Thank you. That's all.
Bauer.
Jack.
You were right. Kevin Carroll showed up. He gave us the information we've been looking for. I'm on my way to where Terry and Kim are being held now.
Where?
Somewhere in the North Valley, east of the 5 between Tampa and Reseda. I'm coming up onto some orange groves now. Look, I want you to activate the GPS function on the Palm Pilot that you sent me. I need satellite photos so that I can see what I'm going into. Make sure that they're high res. I need to be able to identify structures and personnel.
Okay, I'm gonna need a few minutes to download off the satellite. It won't be a fresh image.
Fine. Give me what you can. I'll wait.
Jack.
What?
Green. She's still squeezing everyone here to bring you in.
I will turn myself in as soon as I know my family is safe.
She thinks I've been in contact with you.
Deny it. I'll back you up as soon as I can. Nina, look, I know you've put yourself on the line here.
No one's twisting my arm. I gotta go.
Was that Jack?
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's in the North Valley. He's closing in on Terry and Kim.
You gonna tell Green about this?
Not until he gets them out.
What if he can't?
Then I'm gonna have to live with my mistake. Tony, I appreciate you looking the other way on this, but don't feel like you gotta help me cover for Jack anymore.
I'm not doing this for Jack.
Kimberly tried to kill us. I didn't have a choice. Taking a person's life, believe me, I feel sick.
It's just that, well, I don't feel bad at all. I don't feel anything except happy he's dead. They're looking for him.
We have to get out of here before they find him.
Cover up the blood.
There's two of them. When they're gone, we'll move.
Got the satellite photos, but they're a few hours old.
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready to receive.
Are you there yet?
I'm just outside the perimeter.
Well, I see a dozen or so people on the ground. Some of them look like they're carrying weapons.
That looks right from here.
There could be more people inside the buildings. Jack, I think we should bring Green into this. Come clean with her so she can authorize backup.
I don't want backup. Until I know my family is safe.
You cannot go into an armed camp by yourself. If something were to happen to you, then
Nina,
this whole thing...
My family is being held hostage because of me. If you bring CTU into this, they could screw up and make this another Waco. Send me the photo now.
I'm sending.
Thank you.
I'll get back to you.
Jack.
Damn it, Jack. Will you get a hold of yourself? We had an agreement.
I bring you here, you let me go.
The agreement was as soon as my family is safe, I would let you go.
Jack, don't be stupid. Even if you get in there, you're never gonna find them without me. Come on! Jack, please. Right, all right.
Gaines thinks for a moment that I brought you here. He'll have no problem killing us both.
Then we should avoid Gaines. Get in the car.
Okay. Okay. Just relax.
Real or not, the threat on your life will probably give you a bounce in the polls. What's wrong, David?
I'm tired.
There's something else. You've been off your game since you spoke to Carl.
Carl's gonna stop the Kingsley story coming out by cutting off her source.
Keith's therapist?
Yeah.
Did Carl say how he planned to do this?
No. Just said I better stay out of it.
Maybe that's good advice. But you don't seriously think Carl would do something to hurt this guy?
You know Carl better than I do. You tell me.
I think you're being paranoid. But if you're really concerned, I'll call this therapist. Tell him to be careful.
I already tried. Got his voicemail both times.
You called him? Exposing yourself like that? For God's sakes, David, you're running for president. What were you thinking?
Anything goes wrong, everyone around the car dies, starting with you.
He's been waiting for you.
I know.
What happened to you?
I had a fight with your wife. Are you gonna open up the gate, or do I have to do it myself?
window and go. How many men on site?
15, 20.
Which is it, 15 or 20?
I didn't do the hiring.
My wife and daughter are in one of these buildings. Which one?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
This whole rescue act, you really think it's gonna make up for how you screwed up your marriage, Jack? Terry's told me everything. How you were never around, the separation, I mean...
You're wasting your time.
Terry's been very lonely.
The last time, which building are they in?
It's this one. It used to be used for cold storage.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You understand my concern?
Yeah.
Because you do realize what's at stake here, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I assume you know we're working against the clock.
But don't worry, Mr. Drazen. Yeah, we'll be out of here within the hour. If there's a problem, you'll be the first to know.
I want an update soon.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick. Where's Eli?
I haven't seen him.
I sent him to take care of the women a half hour ago. Find out what's taking so long.
You want me to load this up first?
Yeah.
This is Dr. Ferragamo.
Thank you for returning my call.
Your message said it was urgent.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about my son.
You know I can't do that, doctor-patient privilege.
That didn't stop you from talking to the press.
If you're calling to threaten me, Senator...
I'm not the one who's threatening you.
Really?
whatever you leak to Kingsley, there are certain people who want to stop you from confirming it.
By certain people, I assume you're referring to yourself?
No. I'm trying to protect you.
You've already covered up one murder, and now you're threatening me if I don't keep quiet.
You're twisting my words.
I think I'm hearing you clearly.
You've reached the office of Dr. Ferragamo. Please leave your name at the sound of the tone.
Dr. Ferragamo, pick up the phone, please. I need you to hear me out. Dr. Ferragamo.
Doesn't sound like it went very well.
I need to see him, Mike. Talk to him face to face.
Later.
Now.
David, you're supposed to be delivering your policy statement on public health care in 1 hour.
I'll be late.
What are you going to do? Pull up to his office with your motorcade?
I'll ride with Secret Service.
You're getting in way over your head.
Pull over.
Kimberly.
Mom, what? Don't say anything. I know. I love you too.
Making any progress?
Working on the projected threat assessment.
I think you both know where Jack is. Which means you're interfering with a criminal investigation, harboring a fugitive.
Jack is not a threat to Palmer.
How do you know that if you haven't talked to him? And why is he still missing?
Polygraph us if you think we're lying.
So you can stall some more? Save us all a lot of time and trouble and just tell me where he is. Tony, go to holding room 2. I'll be there in a few minutes. Nina, go to 1.
What are you doing?
I'm suspending you both.
What?
Until one of you tells me where to find Jack, you're both suspended.
You don't have the authority to do that.
The first one who tells me will have a career and a future here. The other one will be prosecuted and discharged.
I told you to go check on Eli.
Yes, sir.
Who is he?
He sent him to kill us.
When?
About a half hour ago.
I mean, someone's gonna come looking for him.
Uh.
Kim, it's me!
Dad, it's okay. He's the one who gave us the gun.
Kim, get away from the door.
Dad!
Back to your mother.
Kim? Kim?
Dad, stop it! No!
Jack. Jack, you're killing him.
He wants to get out of here just as much as we do. It's true. Jack, please.
Why are you helping them?
Because I got Kim into this, but I didn't know how heavy it was going to get.
Get away from him. Get up. Is anyone else coming?
Not that I know of.
Good. Go sit with your partner.
I'm glad you're okay.
We both know why Nina's covering for Jack. But I think the only reason you're covering for him is to cover for Nina. From where I'm sitting, Tony, looks like she's using you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to help you see the situation clearly. Somehow, Jack Bauer is connected to the threat against Palmer. By not telling me where he is, you're endangering the life of a U.S. senator who stands a damn good chance of becoming the next president. What's Jack doing, Tony? Why did he show up at the Palmer breakfast and grab the gun of a Secret Service agent?
He claims he was trying to create a diversion.
Yeah, I know what Jack said. I want to know what you think.
Look, if I knew where Jack was...
You do know.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not. Help me here, Tony. Or getting fired is going to be the least of your problems. I will make sure you're prosecuted. You will go to prison. I'll give you 10 minutes. Take the time to decide if it's really worth ruining your life over this.
I just need to go get it, and I'm going to pick you both up right there, okay?
You're not leaving us.
Sweetheart, I'm not leaving you. I'm going to be right back.
Every bad thing that has happened to us has been because we weren't together. We're not separating again, Jack.
Maybe you don't have to. There's another way out. A better way, I think.
How?
Gaines still thinks I'm on his side, so I can get one of the vans without them noticing. Even if they stop me, your car will still be there. And you can all be together.
He's right, Jack.
You trust him?
I do.
Rick, it's Gaines. Rick, what's going on down there?
Answer it.
Mr. Gaines.
Where's Eli?
He's outside. He's digging a hole to bury the girls.
Get him, damn it. I need him back here right now.
When Eli doesn't come back, Gaines is coming down here. Let me get the van.
You've got 5 minutes.
Taking the van.
I can see that, Rick. Where are you taking the van?
Help Eli get the bodies from the guest house.
Oh, you two can't move a couple of women by yourselves?
I don't know. He told me to get the van, so I'm getting the van. But if it's a problem, I don't have to.
Mr. Gaines.
What?
I was out on patrol and found Kevin.
What? Is he alive?
Yeah, but he's out cold. Someone messed him up pretty good.
Where are you?
I'm in the North Grove, near the generator.
I'll be right there. You're driving, let's go. Open the damn door.
At the very least, be careful what you say to Ferragamo.
I'll be careful.
I mean, it's not like he's so squeaky clean in this thing. By talking about Keith to the press, he violated every professional ethic.
I know what he did, Mike. Pull over here.
Here's the office.
No, no, no. Let me find out what happened. I'll be right back. Ferragamo, isn't it?
There was a fire. They say it might have been a broken gas line.
He didn't get out in time.
Damn it. They torched this office. And you can bet his records were destroyed.
We don't know anything yet. It could have been an accident, David.
But it wasn't. It was murder.
David, stop. No, wait, wait. Listen.
Get
listen.
Out of my way.
Hear me out here. Just hear me out here. Look, David. Think this through. Even if you're right, this is the absolute wrong way to play it.
Time's up, Tony. Have you thought about what I said?
I have.
And?
Excuse me. You have a call.
I said no interruptions.
It's Bauer.
Where the hell are you, Jack?
Alberta, you might have my office, but if you want to do my job, you better listen to me.
I don't take orders from you.
I've located the people behind the Palmer hit.
You're one of them, unless you can prove otherwise.
They had kidnapped my family, my wife and daughter, but I'm with them now. That's why I had to work underground. That's why I couldn't contact CTU.
You're telling me you haven't spoken to anyone here?
I couldn't risk it. Believe me, I wish I could.
It's not my job to believe you, Jack. It's my job to find you.
I'm at an orange grove, 3 miles north of the split on the 5. Hold on. 34 degrees, 17 minutes north, 118 degrees, 28 minutes west. You got that?
Yeah.
I've identified 11 hostiles. They're traveling westbound on the compound service road. Bring in air support. I'll get back in touch.
Get me central dispatch. And find out where Jack's wife and daughter have been for the last 6 hours. No, I want 2 choppers. If Villa has a problem with that, he can call me. Jack called with his location. I sent 3 field units to back him up.
Is he all right?
We'll find out soon enough.
So which one of us are you going to suspend?
Neither of you. Only because I don't have enough actionable evidence that you withheld information. But I plan to keep looking.
I want to find out who's running point in the field unit so we can monitor what's happening. You okay?
Alberta worked me pretty hard in there.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna tell you. Jack hadn't called when he did.
He took a lot of chances for me. I won't forget it.
Kevin. Kevin. Kevin, what the hell happened? Have you been here?
I don't know.
Grant! Bauer's on site. Whoever's near the guest house, we're going in strong. Seal the gates. Make sure no one gets out.
I
Stay in the door.
Found the guy you came in with.
I'll drive.
Right, mate.
be able to stop the bleeding as soon as we get through the trees. Come on, I'm not leaving you behind.